My good pal over there runs the show at the Great Apple Honda on Route 58 in Riverhead, home of the great leasing deals. You've got everything there. You got pre-owned, you got new cars, you got a sea of cars on that lot on 58. And Charlie never lets you leave there unsatisfied. He's also, by the way, as horse aficionado as anybody. And the first thing I'll ask you, sir, and a very good morning to you, is how does a horse admitted into the race within 24 hours come from 15 lengths down to win a Kentucky Derby as an 80-1 long shot? Are you kidding me?
Hey, good morning, Jay. Yeah, that's why I told you, I think the day before, 2 days before the race, that I wasn't really sure yet. I did pick one, but it was a wide open race. When you go into a race like that with, you know, 21 horses, it's wide open, the first one, the Kentucky Derby. And that horse, actually, that horse was claimed for $30,000 probably, I don't know, 6-7 weeks before that. And again, he stayed on the rail. The pace was really fast. So they, you know, when the pace is fast, the horses up front are going to slow down. This horse came up the rail. I mean, it's a good ride, and, you know, hell of a race for the horse. You know, he's worth a lot more money now than $30,000. But, you know, let's get back to Apple Honda, Jay. You talked about...
One more thing for you, my friend. One more thing.
Go ahead.
Why wouldn't you want to run this thing in the Preakness? The owner, the trainer said, we'll wait till Belmont on June 11th. Why wouldn't you take a shot at a Triple Crown?
Honestly, Jay, I don't think he's a Triple Crown caliber horse, but... You know, it's tough to do all three races. It's really hard, you know, on the horse itself. So it's just probably going to aim towards the Belmont and try to grab at least two of those legs. But, you know, the horse is, he got real lucky in that race. And, you know, the owners are probably doing the right thing by not racing him. So those three races are really grueling. And if he's a nice kind of horse, which he looks like he is, those three races can only really hurt him. So it's probably, I think it's not a bad move, so.
Let's see what happens. All right, let's get to the significance of your being on this program on this Friday, sir. And that is the Great Apple Honda, applehonda.net. What do you got going on this weekend?
Jay, we got a lot going on. I was just saying, we had two trucks come in yesterday and another one today right now. I mean, the cars are coming in, and what's happening, I have so many of them pre-sold, and the customers are really excited. You know, they'll put a deposit on a car coming in, and it takes sometimes 2, 3, sometimes 4 weeks to for the car to arrive. But, you know, we keep them up to date. We call the customer, make sure you let them know what's, you know, the process and, you know, where that car is at certain points. And, you know, kind of exciting. And it's a lot of money they're spending, and you want to keep engaged with the customer, you know, while they're waiting for their car. So it's nice. We got a bunch of going out today. The cars just came in, probably more tomorrow. So, you know, the new cars are starting to build up, Jay. It's a slow process, but, you know, as they come in, they go right out. So it's, you know, it's a slow process, but it's going to get there. It's going to take some time. And then the pre-owned cars, we're doing great with the pre-owned, Jay. We're really starting to pick back up on the Kelley Blue Book buying. You know, people come in, they have their own, they go on Kelley Blue Book, they have a number, and if it's what it says, and the car's what it is, you know, you're going to cut them a check. And I cut the check yesterday for over 20-something thousand, another one for 17,000, you know, just, and off they go with a check for their car. So they're getting the right money for the car there. You know, it's a nice process. And we're getting a nice pre-owned car to resell to a customer. So it's a nice process, Jay. Things are great. We're ready for a big weekend, so hopefully the weather will hold up and we'll be good.
Hey, listen, it's a win-win. Guy sells his car to you guys. He's ready for a new car, and you get that thing ready as a pre-owned. It's a way to go. That's how it's done. Good stuff, my friend. Charles Giamanco. He's the man over there at Apple Honda. Check him out. He will not let you leave there until you have a smile on your face. That I know. And you could check it out on Route 58 in Riverhead. He'll be there all weekend long. AppleHonda.net. Good stuff. And we'll talk to you, my friend. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, too.
All right, Jay. I probably won't be able to come on next week. I'll be on vacation. But if I can call in, I can probably call in from Florida. I think I'll see what's
you
going
could,
on. But,
or you could. You better yet, why don't you have Red Wine Joe call in? No? Can he do that?
No. No, Red Wine Joe can't call in. But, Jay, I'll try to call in. If not, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. But
all right,
Apple Honda, Ribbon, AppleHonda.net. Come on in.